Hello, everyone. I'm Donna Kasowitz, and I am so grateful to be here with all of you. I'm very excited about our gathering today because over the past 2 weeks, I have been asking God to guide me in creating the meditation for today, and I have received wonderful, exciting information that had me crying great tears of joy. And I love it when God reveals new levels of meaning on a project that is already dear to my heart. You see, we already know that these global water healing meditations are of utmost importance. After all, healing the waters of the earth is critical to our survival and to all life on earth. And yet, there is another exciting and inspiring aspect to this work, which involves our relationship to the dolphins and the cetacean nation, which includes all dolphins, whales, and porpoises. I was guided to share with you how these meditations are a direct reflection of the cetacean's work with humanity over many thousands of years, all leading up to the glorious future that we are building together through these meditations. First, you need to know that bottlenose dolphins are special ambassadors to humanity from the cetacean nation. A long time ago, bottlenose dolphins decided to put themselves into close proximity to humans in order to help us awaken, to make it through the ascension at the shift of the ages. They have played a major role in awakening humanity to our true divine nature. This awakening was just in the nick of time to keep us from completely wiping out the planet and to successfully make our ascension during the pivotal 2011-2012 time period. As part of my own path with the dolphins, I have witnessed how dolphin swim programs, like the one I co-founded at Dolphin Discovery in Mexico and the Caribbean, have served a very important spiritual purpose by allowing the dolphins to have access to large enough numbers of humans to magnify this awakening and to create a wave of awakening in the collective human consciousness. I believe the dolphins have high vibrational qualities which allow them to carry out this mission among humans. These qualities are the dolphins' compassionate love for humanity, their inherently joyful nature, and their mastery of sound. Each one of these is a wonderful tool in its own right, but combined, they provide a very effective awaken and ascend strategy for us. To illustrate this point, the dolphins gave me a funny image of them as spiritual alarm clocks for humans. Just imagine the dolphins' laughing musical voices calling out, "Hey, sleepyhead! Time to wake up! You don't want to keep the whole planet waiting. It's nearly dawn. The dawn of a new age." Yes, the dolphins do have a wacky sense of humor. Okay, so next, you'll want to know that beyond ascension, as we move into this new era of Earth life, we humans must finally step fully into our true role as co-creators and co-stewards of planet Earth. And we must do this in partnership with the other big hearts and minds on this planet, such as the dolphins and the whales. No longer can we pretend that the Earth belongs to us alone. We will have to work in cooperation with all the big hearts and minds who have a vested interest in this much-loved planet. So that brings us to the next project that the dolphins have been laying the foundations for, teaching humanity how to be in a relationship with a cetacean. Now let me point out that most humans know how to be in a relationship with a dog or a cat. We've had lots of practice at that, but very few humans know how to be in a relationship with a dolphin or a whale. A beginner's level course was designed to give humanity the opportunity to build relationships with cetaceans, an up-close working and playing together kind of relationship, the kind of relationship that will allow us to build a new world together. I have been privileged to witness how dolphin swim programs are serving this higher cause as a beginner's level course in human-dolphin relations 101. Now, millions of people are ready for the next step, and that is what brings us to this global water healing meditation today. Many years ago, I was shown that after the ascension, humans and dolphins will quite literally work together in teams to clean up the oceans and restore the Earth as a paradise planet. So here is the exciting new revelation that I received in the last few days. With these global water healing meditations, we are already beginning the wonderful phase of planetary rebuilding. It is no longer something that we're gearing up to do 50 or 100 years in the future. We're doing it now, today. This is it. We are all the forerunners of this new wave of human cetacean teams. We are the ones the dolphins and whales are calling to. We are the ones the dolphins are partnering with to begin this work. How glorious is that? Not only are we actively healing all the water of the world, we are also fully stepping in to our preordained roles as planetary partners with the cetacean nation to manifest heaven on earth. Manifesting heaven on earth. I love the feelings that brings up in me. As you contemplate this most excellent news, you'll also find it helpful to know about a very important tool that will assist in our work today. Together with our dolphin partners, we will use the violet flame, also called the violet ray, which is, as I understand it, the most powerful tool for healing and transformation that humanity has ever known. Which makes perfect sense because the violet flame is the combination of the blue ray of power from the divine masculine and the pink ray of love from the divine feminine. So it is the perfect blend of Father, Mother, God. It is said that the violet flame is a special dispensation to help us transform ourselves and our world at this time. As the holy children of God, we can invoke the violet flame in order to transform and uplift any substance or situation into its higher expression. I've had wonderful experiences using the violet flame for more than 20 years, but it wasn't until a few years ago that I really understood the huge role it was meant to play in our future. In years past, whenever I contemplated how the human and dolphin teams would clean up all the mess that humanity has made, I wondered, how will our teams transmute nuclear waste and other really toxic pollution that we don't even know how to get rid of? Doesn't nuclear waste take hundreds of thousands of years or even millions of years to be neutralized? I prayed that we would be given some kind of new technology, a new spiritual tool, or some kind of nifty cosmic ray gun, by golly, to transform all this pollution into safe energy and matter once again. Then, a couple of years ago, God showed me that the violet ray is the energy tool that human-dolphin teams will use to clean up the oceans and heal our planet. I was thrilled then to realize that many of us had already been in training with the violet flame for this very grand purpose. So today we will indeed be invoking the violet flame. Each time we use the violet flame on anything, it raises those energies up to a higher octave, a higher expression of love and light and divine perfection. We will use the violet flame to heal and transform our own bodies first, which are mostly water. Our bodies are certainly our most personal relationship with water. Then we will use the violet ray to heal and transform all the water of the earth until it is pristine and vibrantly healthy according to the divine templates for heaven on earth. One more thing that will help us with the meditation today. According to one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Patricia Cota Robles, there is another special dispensation from heaven to earth. the heavenly decree was issued that whenever there are two or more souls involved in any activity of light, there will be 1,000 times 1,000 angels adding their energy to that endeavor. So that means that as we perform this meditation, we will have at least 1,000,000 angels adding their magnificent energy to this activity of light. And now that we each have shown up to get this grand plan underway, our dolphin partners, our teammates, are right here ready to partner with us. Each dolphin has already chosen its human teammate. These dolphin partners will come to each of us at the appointed time in the meditation. So relax and know that all is well as we begin.